You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
You are listening to World and Wars with me, Aditi Prasad. It's your daily dose of triumphs, tragedies, and untold stories of global conflicts.
I think we see that the world seems to be getting less stable rather than more stable, so that would suggest that the demand for our munitions is going to increase, and it's going to be a sustained sort of scenario for us.
Death and destruction on the one hand, and a rain of money on the other. Weapon manufacturers were already cashing in on the Russia-Ukraine war. Now, the Israel-Hamas conflict has created a golden opportunity for these companies making the weapons of war. A few days after Hamas's surprise attack on Israel on October 7th, the shares of many Western defense companies started skyrocketing, as Israel made it clear that it would respond to the attack with full military force. Weapon makers started seeing their stock prices rise even as other markets took a beating. In the first 2 weeks of the Israel-Hamas war, the shares of American companies Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics rose almost 10%. UK's BAE Systems saw similar growth. But American firm Northrop Grumman beat them to rise at 16%. Lockheed Martin makes F-35 fighter jets. Northrop Grumman makes military vehicles, both of which are used by Israel. Germany's Rheinmetall also saw its shares rise 17%. It makes guns for the Leopard 2 tanks being used by Ukraine against Russia. French companies Dassault and Thales had their shares rise by more than 4% each. All of this comes as Western powers are providing military help worth billions of dollars to Ukraine and now Israel. America is leading the pack. Till November 3rd, USA had given military assistance worth over $44 billion to Ukraine. President Joe Biden is also pushing a plan worth $106 billion to help Israel, Ukraine, and also Taiwan. He's still struggling to convince the opposition Republican Party, which controls the House of Representatives of the US Congress. Israel already gets nearly $4 billion in military help from the USA every year. Now, weapons manufacturers are predicting a bright future for them, which means a grim one for the rest of the world.
What we've seen this year has been unprecedented, really. 430 million of additional orders. That's exceptional for us. And clearly is a reflection of the global sort of market we now face.
It meant that we'll have to go from three shifts in 2023 up to four shifts in 2024. So that's four shifts, 24/7 running. You know, so that's, we've done that once before, but only for a short period of time. But this time, I think it's going to be for long term.
Last year, military spending across the world hit a record high. 2022 was marked not just by war in Ukraine, but also tensions between India and China, and China and Taiwan, and the Nagorno-Karabakh and Kosovo conflicts in Eurasia, and fighting in many parts of Africa. All of this led to military spending of $2.24 trillion in 2022, an increase of 3.7% from 2021. This is according to the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. To put this into perspective, the size of India's economy is around $3.75 trillion. Now, as we move towards 2024, and as we look at the forecasts of defense companies, the world is going to continue to move towards the precipice instead of going away from it.
This is me signing off now. If you have any queries, reach out to me at @PrasadAditi on X. This podcast was produced by Deeksha Chaurasia, edited by Sanju Abraham. Meet you in the next episode. Ciao.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.